Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. The town of Brandon recently placed an ad seeking an engaging, collaborative, and dynamic town manager. While many towns around Vermont have such positions, few of us understand what these individuals actually do on a daily basis. Today, we're talking with Steve Jeffrey, the executive director of the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, about the role that town managers play in the everyday administration of our towns and in the time of crises. Steve, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Nina.
While many of us may know our town managers, we probably don't know what they do on a day-to-day basis. So, Steve, talk about what the job entails, and maybe if you could describe a typical day in the life of a town manager.
Sure. Well, the town manager is basically the chief executive officer of the municipal corporation. You have a board of directors, which are like the select board or the city council, and you have the shareholders and the customers who are really the people that live and work and pay taxes in those communities. So it's very much on a corporate kind of a model that's the person that actually takes the policies that are developed by the select board, the overall direction that's provided by the select board, and he or she is the person that's responsible for basically getting the job that's defined by the voters, by the elected officials, done. And they are full-time, for the most part, full-time employees of the town. They are hired by the select boards and city councils, and they are the chief employee of the community, and they basically have all the employees answering to them. They hire and fire all those employees. They staff the select board meetings. They put together the draft budget that is then presented to the select board and then to the voters for adoption, which basically lays out the work that the community is going to get done. They're the implementers. They're the people that are really going to be making the job get done.
So in what ways might a town manager be similar to a mayor, and in what ways are those jobs different?
Yeah, well, the big difference is the distinction between a mayor being an elected official and chosen by the individuals and the voters of that community versus an appointed position, which the town manager is, and that's appointed by the select board. Managers have professional training available to them. It's not to say that the mayors are unprofessional, but certainly there's the opportunity for managers to actually take a master's of public administration for the purposes of really honing that skill set of being the chief employee and also responsible for things from as widely disparate as the wastewater treatment plant to recreation programs to the maintenance of the town highways. That's the big key difference. Mayors have some distinctions within Vermont communities. They are only in 8 of our cities. They do have different job descriptions depending on the charters that are set forth. The mayor of Burlington is one of only two full-time mayors in the state, and he is the chief executive officer in that case. But there's distinctions within the charters that make them a little bit different from community to community.
So I grew up in Wisconsin, where county governments are much more important. And I'm kind of wondering why you don't see more of that in Vermont. Vermont seems to be very much locally driven. Would there be some cost savings there if managers might be able to join forces with the several towns?
Well, actually, there's been a couple of examples where a manager has been the manager for more than one community. He or she would work 2 or 3 days in one community and then work the rest of the week in the other community. So there's certainly some opportunities for sharing those jobs, and it's not unheard of. It's quite rare. And the whole question of the size of the communities that we have is a discussion certainly in the legislature the past couple of years on the school side, but it's probably just as appropriate for the town side. We do have many small towns. We have 246 organized municipalities in the state, and each one of them is run a little bit differently. There's about 56 of the communities that have voted to adopt the town manager form. Another 75 or so have some sort of professional assistance to the select board in the position of a town administrator or an administrative assistant to the select board. county governments never caught on. In New England, town governments up here are a lot more, they have a longer history, and they're also not been replaced by the county governments that you see out in the Midwest and the West.
Now, I'm curious, too, do you see town managers working their way up, starting in small towns and then moving to larger and larger larger cities? Is there a lot of turnover, or do people tend to stay as town manager for a long time?
Well, I think in the current economic times, we've seen the tenure in a particular community go up. It hasn't been as much turnover as there has been in the past. There's an International City Management Association organization, which is the professional association of the managers, and they have found that it's about 5 years is the average life of a manager in that one community. In Vermont, we're blessed with many managers that are not only good, but they've been in their communities for a long time. It's a great place to be, and there's not an awful lot of opportunities outside the state that lend itself to the full kinds of responsibilities that municipalities perform here in Vermont.
We've talked about some of the day-to-day jobs of the town manager, but, you know, in the wake of Tropical Storm Irene and some other calamities, we've seen town managers have to really step up during times of crises. What sorts of things struck you following Tropical Storm Irene and other disasters when you've seen town managers take on sort of much more important roles in their communities?
Well, absolutely. You know, the beauty of town managers is that you're in a community that's large enough so that you have some professionals with technical expertise in certain areas, so that you have your rescue squad, you have the fire department, paid or volunteer, you have a police department, and you have for the public works department, both maybe running the sewer and the water system, and then a road department to run the roads. Each one of those is going to have to respond to a crisis in a different manner, but all have to work together and all have to be coordinated. And that's really the role of manager, is kind of the emergency coordinator and the person that makes sure that all the parts move in sync. It's one machine where everything has to operate in tandem to be able to make sure that the people that they're serving out there are being done, being served appropriately in a time of crisis, and certainly that time is very important.
Well, it sounds like an interesting job, and I really appreciate you talking with us about it today.
Certainly not anytime.
Steve Jeffrey is the executive director of the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, talking with us today about the role that town managers play.